So Pinchas is English, the Yom Shalom is Yeshua Falk. Okay, so today we're going to talk a little bit about the Takana of Chazar Sashatz. Do we always have to have Chazar Sashatz? Obviously, by Marv, we don't have Chazar Sashatz. This the post can say because Tfilas Arv is Rishus. But so the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, page 1 here in the packet, Shem Shashliach Tzibur Chayef Kalk Yochid Yochid Chayef. Whereas the Shliach Tzibur is Chayef, and every Yochid and Yochid is also Chayef. And the Shliach Tzibur can be Moitzi, the Einu Baki. That's good. Rabbi Gamliel says, Shliach Tzibur Moitzi as a Rabbi Bidei Chavosan, even the Bikim. That's how the Gemara writes it up. And we don't pass it that way. We pass it. And it's only the Einu Baki can be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur. So the Shaila is, what about you have a whole Kehila that everyone's in Bakim? Kulanu Chachamim. Kulanu Nevayim. So what's the story? Maybe we shouldn't do a Chazar Sashatz. Because what's the point? So there's a Chubus HaRambam on page 7. The Sharblad is here on page 6. The Per Hador Ram Shubas, page 7. It says, Yerenu Morenu, the Chevers B'nei Odom is Palu, Rubam Bikim Bitfila. Rubam is Bikim Bitfila. They know how to dab. And Yazdir Shliat Siba Hatfila Lame, Kadeshul Yvai, and Misha Einu Baki. So should he do Chazar Sashatz? So not to be vayish, but people who are Einu Baki, they should see their tefillah niskal al zeh. So maybe, because there are some Einu Bakiim, so maybe he should do it. Although he said that should say Sashatzim and they should bracha shein and tzricha. Why yotzu yidich avasa malachash? But most of them are we yotze in the still the Shmoneh Esrei. I tell you what, I always say this over. This is a West Side vort. Of Yossel Rosenblatt, he was the chazan. Oh. So my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Yagid, said that over. He said, Yossel Rosenblatt said I should pay more because I also daven the still the Shmoneh Esrei. Because the old chazanim, they weren't so from. So all of them, not all of them. So they didn't daven the Shtilah Shmoneh Esrei. They were just there for the opera, you know, for the opera. So Rav Yossel Rosenblatt says, Rav Yossel Rosenblatt says, I should get paid more, so I also davened the Shtilah Shmoneh Esrei. So now, so the question is, most of the people knew how to daven. Maybe a couple didn't. So could you have a Chazar Sashatz? Or you can wear Yotzu Yudei Chavosa Malachash. Or Yehru Shlich Tzibu Lispal Voi Spal Asma Malachash Kedei Shal Ospatel Torah Sassidra. Or Yomru Malachash Mitchil Or Yasei Rosh Ela Bitstafas Mishena Bikim. So what should we do? What should we do if there's no... If most of them are Bikim, so should we not have a Chazar Sashat? Should the people not just daven together? What's the possibility? Rambam says, page 8, Me'acha she'tiklu chachomim she'yukle tzibu v'nei ha'teivu l'otzi as mi she'enu baki v'das Rambam gomu yalfilu ha'baki sh'lo spal b'enol v'en atzvo in k'ein eit filas ha'shliya tzibu b'rik brochol v'atolau v'nei ha'takona. We made a takana. I feel aimizos a chabur mishal oyotza, even though everyone was yotze already. Everyone davened the still the Shmoneh Esrei. Yet it was a takana that they're still going to make it for the Einu Baki. But even if there are no Einu Bakis here, we're not going to change it.
Because it has to be correct.
They're all boxes. Yeah. And he says, "Kafil ain't bzos hachabur mishul yotzah."
There's
the Orchim. You know, in those days, Orchim meant they came to Shul. Like, if you have a Shabbos guest, so he comes to Shul, but then you bring him home with you. You don't leave him in Shul. In those days, the Shabbos guest, as they stayed in the Shul, and they come home with you. So then you needed to make Kiddush. So that's what Chazan makes Kiddush for them. Now today, we don't have that. Everyone comes home. So no one's eating the shul. So should we still make Kiddush? So the Rambam says, yeah. It's like a takana. Even if they're no Orchim, but it did in the shul. That's why I heard from the name of Rav Moshe Bixatzal that he felt the Chazar Shashatz is only a din in the shul too. Whereas a lot of times you go to Chassanas, they daven mincha, and they do a Chazar Shashatz, so not everyone holds you should do a Chazar Shashatz. If I'm in charge, I don't have them do a Chazar Shashatz. They do Heche Kedusha. Because maybe the takana of Chazar Shashatz, just like you said, it's like the takana of Kiddush, and you know, because I mean, in Lakewood they do at Mincha they do lechatchila, you know, Hecha Kedusha every day, except for Chanukah.
That's
a question. What's the answer for that?
Are we only talking about mincha time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But they did it for, on Hanukkah for Pesumei Nisa of Alanisim, they did a Hazar Sashatz. But Ravali said to me, not every day of Hanukkah, only certain days that they do. But that's what they did. Still do. They don't change things. Yeah, in the yeshiva, they don't change. You know, there was a havmina to change afternoon seder that it should start early and end early. But the vatsikin there didn't let them do that. We always did it this way. You know, it ends by 8 o'clock afternoon seder. Yeah, and you first go home to dinner. And it's not so much to start dinner. But I was told that's what Rabbi held. That it's a din in the... Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a piece on that also. It's a din in the shul. Because Eda Bucky doesn't say, well, I'm going to go here because there's a shots in the chassid hall. The takhana was in the shul. Like the takhana of Kiddush.
Airplane
the same thing. Right. For, I mean, somehow by Shacharis, the became, they always knew, but certainly for Mincha. But I'm not into the thing in the full Chazar Shashatz for Mincha in the Chassid halls. Okay, so that's what he says. But it's a Takhana. So that's one thing he says in the Rambam. He says on page 9, "Afilu eisha mishul Whatever there was a takana for a certain reason, you don't need the reason. If that was the reason, that was only the reason why they did it. Even though we don't always have the reason. They made a takana because they ate the baki. But even sometimes everyone will be a baki. Still you keep minig. Because then it becomes very fluid. When they yes, when they no. So maybe always same thing. At certain levels, your day or me, you know, your day, we're going to start interviewing people. Who knows that? Chachi says she spells Shlich Tzibur. What do you spell? Zehu Bittel Hagzeres V'Atakanus. Because then sometimes they'll have the Katakanus, sometimes they won't have the Takanus. So it's Bittel Hagzeres V'Atakanus. So therefore, we always have it. Or else the whole thing becomes fluid. So that's the first Tshuva Sarambam. Then there's another Tshuva Sarambam. That's just one Tshuva Sarambam. Then the Rambam wrote another Tshuva. Here on page 11. Mayomar Adonainu B'dover Mash Omer B'Rasenu Zal B'Tfilas Musaf Shal Rosh Hashanah. Shem Shal Shlich Tzibur Chayev Kach Kol Yochid Yochid Chayev Vomil Shlich Tzibur Motsi Yirei Hadosom. And the Gemara has back and forth. And he says, the whole idea we're doing it, we're still the Shmona Esrei also. So he writes a little further down on page 12 in the middle. The first one line is Hatzfila. V'anachdu min hageinu l'sholo yispalo hatzibur tfilas musaf shol hashana balachash. He says, our minig is we don't have a shtilas shmur esrei on Rosh Hashanah by musaf. Mechashash shema kishiyash limuha v'yaskil shliach tzibur hatzfila shema yosim yudei chavosom yasichu. They're going to start talking in the middle of Chazar Sashatz. So he says, the Rambam writes in the Tshuva, he quotes Rabbi Gamliel, he quotes the different sheetahs here, and then he says on page 14, he says, Takanas, fourth line, Takanas Tfilah B'Tzibur, B'Tzurasahi, Shahakhis Palu B'Lachsh, Yachsa Shlech Tzibur Tfilah B'Kol Ram, Vinya Pukto, who in the Machokis Chachomim and Ramliel, who be Isha Shemetiv his Pal, he knows how to daven. V'Abrochar Lo Shalom, but he decides he doesn't want to daven. He'll listen to the Shlechimur. Is that allowed or not? Our preacher made to the Ramblio says, fine, Yotzi de Chavasso. Fish Omesh, Motzi say the Boki, Motzi is a Boki. Vachom Omim, Enchli of Tibor, Motzi Alamisha in a Boki. So that was the Machlokis. So he writes, continuing here. On page 15, Mashi's Kaitim of the Yarrow, the Dover Takanoska, it feels Musub Shoshana, in a minute Yasa Shema Dofi Klaki, in a minute Bukhom Mokam Shavarabo, Hebrew Yotzi The shliach tzibur says he shouldn't make a mistake, but really he doesn't need to. V'yadu l'chem sheshomei k'noneh b'chom mokom, v'one omen k'dvarecha, eitze domo l'one omen achem b'chosav, etc. Keep going. He says, "Inu she'im zehefsa kalvi mi she'in a baki yosa b'shmiyas atfila. Baki yispal la'atzmo ima shliach tzibur milu b'mila." So you can have this instead of having a silent shmona esrei. People who don't know how to daven, they won't daven. They'll listen, and the people who know how to daven will daven together with the shliach tzibur. Baki is possible in Shliach Tzibur, Mila Bamila. My Shechir Osvaso Zos, who shall Noshim Kulam, Shas Shil Sibir Ena Mashkichim, Masha Huomer. And Masichim Zaym Zeb. He says he wants a Mavatel Shlif. He wants a Mavatel Chazar Sashats. Because people were talking during Chazar Sashats. So it's like a Brachel of Atola, all of the Shomela. People will see that these will, all these people are doing that, we'll do it also. We'll also schmooze in the middle. The enigma believers they're going to think that the tefillah is only when the silent Shemona Esrei. And during the regular, the loud Shemona Esrei, you can rely to talk. So we can make a takana to be mefer the din of Chazar Sashatz. So she came with takana satfila. The people think, but Dov Sheish Bol Halsi Anoshim Kulam Midevo. Fisher Zagoli in Voxim Spau. Ushayimos Hachol, the Anoshim Muatim Bikim, Anu Mikhaim Ratakhana Vishon Spau Machash Kuvichov. And during the week, it's a shorter, I guess, a shorter monastery. So then we'll have a silent monastery and a. But for Musaf, it was too long. Musaf Rosh Hashanah.
Mm-hmm.
So the Rambam says we should get rid of the. As are the shots. And the people, the immediate call run right away. The people who know how to daven will daven along, those that don't will listen. Yeah, what about shofar? So they'll blow a shofar in the middle of He's still saying it out loud. It's just that there's no silence. The other people are saying, listen. So it's one time. It's the people who know how to daven and the shliach tzibur start together. And then the ones that don't know how to daven will listen. Because if you do it the way we do it, have a silent Shemona Esrei and then a loud Shemona Esrei, there'll be too many people talking. So the Rambam says we can. He thinks it's legitimate to Mevatel Chazar Sashatz on Rosh Hashanah. And his son, on page 20, Rav Avraham Ben Rambam.
Do you remember the Mishnah? Isn't there an implication actually more important? The same system, the civil fire,
right?
I mean, if you just learned the Mishnah without knowing any of history.
Right, you wouldn't know. Right, like Rav Hutna says, the Mishnayos were purposely written. And
I think you read it, but look at the Pasarach and Shatz is more important.
Right, that was the whole discussion we had, yeah, with the Chasam Sofer. But if you look now on page 20, Avraham ben Arambam speaks. He says, "Right, no do is parched by bottom line. My shetikin Abba Mori, this imu imo chadoram imo was also Rosh and Shayachso Hashatz Atzvil b'Koram Achar Halachas Lo Yidnu Ozen Kol Am Meshmori Men." If we're gonna have a silent Torah, and then Chazal Hashatz keep. Musa v'amdam mishbo min zilzu b'kovet shemayim. Tzichach tichnu she'gbir cholo shatz b'tchila yud ha'milik b'tfila kemo she'nog b'prisa al ha'shma v'shatz v'gbir cholo b'yom. Right away? But the Rambam was mashma from the other Rambam. He only did it on by Rosh Hashanah. But here he's mashma that it was every day. But as he said, we don't have the takana, but we still have the takana every day. The Rosh Hashanah is long. So let's look in the Tshuvas of the Rashbash. On page 21, going over to 22. Says the Rashbash, the Hilger Rashbash. Al inyan tefilas hacha, shemispalim also in shkias hachama. Right, daven mincha by shkia. Fein p'nai sheyachzor shatz hatfilim spalim tzibim kol gavo. Maybe it's not enough time to have a silent Shemon Esrei and a chazor shatz, you know. He says, you don't really need, you can do it all together. You don't need the Sarnet Shemot Esrei. The Sarnet Shemot Esrei is only a chance for the Chazan to review. But if the Chazan knows it anyway, so just cut to the chase and let him just start with the Chazor Shoshatz.
Adrabai, a near leash of Tovu, the Shasi Spal Matsibur. Either got the Kurdish Shasi Spal Vado of the Hotel's Munishin of Boki. Man, Roy Mosikin, Vain Matim Ozul Shmo at Philo. That's what the Rambam said. You like a Spal, the call the Voa, the Shasa, Sim Spal Makok, when you matin Ozul Shmo at Philo. You like a masking Mimi Adoni Ovi Harash Bates. He's the son of the Tashbates. If my father would agree, Bodum Chaim Chiyuso Haisi Man Hikach. If my father would agree, I'll go along and I'll take away Chazar Shashat.
He's talking about Mincha. I guess when it's getting late. That's the Hecha Kedusha that we do today.
Why doesn't the Shkia Kedusha say something in the whole of the planet, right?
Yeah, why not? I don't know, maybe it's just annoying for people. Yeah, I'm not saying it. So if you look in Rav Harford, you see on page 24, he discusses this question of Manazet that everyone's blocking. He says that the Torah said there are two reasons for Hazar Shatzat, the whole thing is saying a Baki, and the second reason is Bishvil Kedusha. So we should be able to answer Kedusha, that's why we have a Hazar Shatzat. So he says, the Bach says, that according to the first reason, if they were all Baki, then we don't need Hazar Shatzat. But according to the second reason, we still need Hazar Shatzat to answer Kaddish Kedusha. Then he says on page 25, the Bach, the Iker Hutam Rishon. Wow. The Mishum Kedusha B'chud, he said, Iker Hutam is for the Ein Baki. Because if it was Kedusha alone, they wouldn't have made it, the Chazar Sashas. Yeah.
Does anyone say that we should do away with Chazaras Hashatz by Shacharis?
No, I don't think they said that. I don't think they said it by Shacharis.
Is there a reason why we're only speaking about Mincha?
There's been a lot of times it's right before Shkia. And we're afraid if you're going to say Chazar Shashatz, it's going to go over the Shkia. And Shacharis is usually not the case. So that's the... Maybe that's why she do Mincha Gedola, but no, he to do Mincha Kedusha, a lot of them. So that's a fascinating idea here of what's the whole purpose of Chazar Shashatz. They just made a takana kvua because of Shashatz. Yeah. The Ram says you shouldn't battle the music. So those are the two, on one hand, the one who's made the takana for Chazar Shashatz, but on the other hand, he's the one who's saying that you can get rid of it also, right? Because the two tshuvas are, one tshuva is he's writing to always keep it, even if everyone's a baki. Then the other tshuva, he says, when people are talking, you can get rid of the whole Chazar Shashatz. Yeah, that's what the first tshuva, but then when his son quotes, he extends it to the whole year. And there, the tshuva, he writes that... that it's just on Rosh Hashanah. because people are going to start talking. But he says, but since we have it the rest of the week, that's not considered a bittul of the tamidah. So you want to not say at a certain time, it's not considered a bittul.
I think they
don't want to have sex. He doesn't say that. He doesn't mention that. I don't know. Today, you live in a modern world where everything's a hefsek. The Rambam wasn't, I don't know if that was his, sorry. But here he writes in the Chidushim of the Ben Avram, because people are not going to listen. But you should do what you should do. So it's like Esau. So maybe that Rabbi Vorm was asking, what's the head to Yeshiva? So they feel there's a tzarech of Torah is that. So it can be made for this takan. This is a fascinating idea. So the Rambam is the one that's saying it's takana, but the same Rambam is also the one to say that if people are...
Is that also why some say don't say Birkas Kohanim and Chutz La'aretz?
Yeah, why?
Because it would people have to go to work or something is one reason. Tirfas, so yeah. Is it also people wouldn't take it seriously?
Maybe. And that's what the Rashbash says, the same thing. The whole thing is to be motzi achevim. And then people are just talking. He says, if my father will agree with me, I see man hikach. At least by Mincha. What are you saying?
The whole notion of why it's sort of the things that
yeah.
It was originally is the notion that we have you love a lakash and then as a rachashat, because there should be a tzibur
has to get ready.
Has to get ready, which is very strange. I mean, having everybody
that's right.
Yesterday, so that we can
right.
Get ready.
Right.
Leaving aside for the problem that is not on.
What?
It's rather odd.
Rather odd, yes.
Then, but you see again, just like we saw in Mishnah, the key seems to be the Hazarat Hashatz, not right. The individual Shmon Nesri.
Right, but you say the Hazarat Hashatz was with the Chacham saying was only the Eina Baki. And now the Rambam says, but if today is everyone Baki, we still have a Hazarat Hashatz. And then the Rambam says, but you know what, maybe we should get rid of Hazarat Hashatz. There's two people that are just talking in the middle of Hazarat Hashatz.
You know. But if you look at the notion that it's just to prepare the Shliach Tzibur, then the individuals, Shmona Esrei, is really downplayed in relative terms.
Right. Because you're just buying time.
There's a real flipping.
Yeah, you're buying time for the chazan.
Yeah, there's a flipping of priorities.
Right.
The Rambam,
it's true.
Take into account the future as well as a
when was Kedusha?
Yeah, well, you're still going to have Kedusha. They're just stopping along with the chazan.
Was Kedusha instituted at the same time that the tefillahs were made, or it came at a later time?
I have no idea, but I'm assuming it's around the same time. We're at the same time. Okay, everyone, so that's the story here. So then Rabbi Michael Yosef writes a tshuva. He doesn't like the fact that the people don't do it by
later, right?
The fact that the yeshivas, they don't do chazor hashashatz. But that's part of the Rambam. Maybe he discussed, he writes that maybe. They were talking, or the yeshivas, they feel it's going to be Torah. They don't do it. Right, exactly.
It all became,
right. But still, maybe there's a takana, that even if it's all became, it's still good. Okay, I'm going to say. Okay, thank you all for coming. I know this was difficulties today. But we got that time side of how we down before because we were afraid we were not going to have a.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I apologize for you. Because Rabbi Vorin.